defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
Hey, fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff for town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, September 29th, 2016. We are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So the very first child with the DNA of three people was born. I know. I was thinking the same thing you're thinking right now before I read the article. But it wasn't some mishap in the orgy dome at Burning Man. They wanted this to happen. They wanted it to happen. It was a couple from Jordan who had lost a couple of children previously to a severe brain malfunction or whatever happened there. So what they did was they got a surrogate's egg and they took a little bit of mitochondrial DNA from the original mother there, combined it with what the man does in private, and the surrogate carried this baby to term. So it has the three people's DNA involved. It happened in Mexico. It happened in Mexico, but with doctors from all over the world. So this wasn't Mexican bioengineering. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, the results are in. Just one day after debating Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump arrives in Florida to a record crowd. And after seeing the rapid reaction polls from Monday night, his target has become clear. Mainstream media. Also, James Comey was once again a guest on Capitol Hill, this time answering questions in front of the House Judiciary Committee. While he continued to protect Hillary Clinton, some of his answers may have alluded to a drastic misinterpretation of the Fifth Amendment by the Department of Justice. And more information regarding the character of Keith Scott has come to light over the last 48 hours. Were you unaware of this? Well, then mainstream media did their job. We'll make sure to get you all caught up. Plus, why is the LAPD telling their officers to run away from criminals? We also have a Reuters poll to go over and an LA Times poll to go over. It's our pole dancing day, but we have to do some other stuff today, too. And could mispronouncing a student's name now be considered a microaggression that could lead to the punishment of teachers? You won't believe this. We'll also dig into the background of Miss Alicia Machado a little bit. That'll be fun. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do with the salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot of catching up to do today, guys. A lot of catching up. But first, head over to rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com. Check out the new articles. Sign up for the newsletter. I have new Rhino rants on there. You can also go to Twitter. You can follow me on there at Rhino on Air. They have not kicked me off yet at Rhino on Air. Facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And you can always email me. Email me. I got a lot of emails yesterday for some reason. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBNetwork.com. Guys, buckle up. We have a ton to get to. It's going to be huge.
This report is brought to you by Fleischmann's Simply Homemade. With families busier than ever, finding time to cook homemade meals can seem daunting. Here to share some tips, Ayesha Curry, author of the cookbook The Seasoned Life.
As a working wife and mother, I'm always on the go and strive to find balance. I always have the staples on hand to whip up a delicious meal on the fly. One of my go-tos is Fleischmann's Simply Homemade Cornbread. It's made with the same high-quality, real simple ingredients that you'd find in your own pantry or fridge. It contains no artificial ingredients or preservatives. I love the delicious scratch-made taste, and the best part is, no one can tell that it came from a box.
If you love homemade cornbreads and muffins, but are short on time, turn to Fleischmann's Simply Homemade premium line of baking mixes to deliver scratch-made taste each and every time. For more information, visit facebook.com/simplyhomemademix. That's facebook.com/simplyhomemademix.
Guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout out to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio live right now on the Liberty feed and streamingtalkradio.com. We're also live there. And of course, if you miss those live feeds, you can go to klrnradio.com. Midnight Eastern, Tuesday to Saturday. It's really Monday to Friday. Monday night to Friday night. But I guess it's Tuesday to Saturday. I don't know. Midnight's a weird area. Is it nighttime? Is it morning? I don't know. Also, check out all the old episodes. You have Donald Trump's Hillary. That was this week. You had the hoedown at Hofstra. That got a lot of attention. You can check those out on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, your favorite podcasting site. We're right there. And, before we get too far into today's stuff, there are two things we need to discuss right off the bat. Number one, this train crash in Hoboken. For those of you who don't know really where Hoboken is, it is on the Hudson River just opposite Manhattan Island. Manhattan Island is surrounded by two rivers, the Hudson River and the East River. The Hudson River separates Manhattan from New Jersey. The East River separates Manhattan from Long Island. So we have the geography down. Hoboken was a fairly depressed area for a long time until the housing bubble, and then people decided to build big buildings there because of its proximity to Lower Manhattan. So if you're coming into Manhattan from New Jersey, there's a good chance you would probably go through the Hoboken Terminal. There are a lot of different terminals and hubs in the New York City area. It's an absolute nightmare to get around mass transit-wise. You have Hoboken, you have Grand Central Station, you have Penn Station, you have Jamaica, Atlantic Terminal, Woodside, Port Authority. There are just so many hubs to get to. Now, the Hoboken hub is a large hub for those coming in from New Jersey. They come in there, they would either get off, take a ferry, another subway train, a PATH train, or they would get onto a bus and head into the city that way. Now, apparently what happened was this train on track number 5, if that makes any difference to any of you listening out there, decided it wasn't going to stop and just keep going. And it went right through the end there because there are these big blockades, they're yellow stanchions that are there that are, I guess, anchored in pretty well, but not well enough. So far, about 100 people injured. I heard one death, and then I heard 3 deaths. So, luckily, as it stands right now, not 100 deaths. It doesn't sound like terrorism. No one's really mentioned that yet. This could be an operator error thing. It could be a train malfunction. There's a lot of things, but of course, it's one of the first things we think about, right? You hear about a big mass casualty, and your mind automatically goes to terrorism. And we saw that with South Carolina with the shooting at that school a couple days ago. As it turns out, it's a deranged kid who shot his father and then for some reason went to an elementary school. But the first thing you always think about is terrorism, especially when it's a mass casualty situation. This doesn't sound like it's it. Now, here on the East Coast, we have had our fair share of train issues over the last couple of years. We've had a couple of derailments in Pennsylvania, the Amtrak, a few different types of trains going too fast around turns, and I don't know. They don't know if this train, this New Jersey Transit train, would have a dead man switch on it or that active train control thing that slows it down automatically if it's not going a certain speed when it hits a certain checkpoint. No one has said whether or not the train would have that. I would think it might. It's technology that's been around for 50 years, so these trains are not that old. And that's not a terribly old terminal. It's been redone a few times. So there's that, and if anything breaks during the show on that, we'll get to that. But this is a live show, so we have to at least mention it, and we pray, and our heart goes out to the families of those injured and killed. Also, we have a new hurricane, right? Hurricane Matthew. This thing, if you have interests in the Bahamas, perhaps Cuba, Haiti, southeastern United States, now is time to start taking notice. Start taking notice. Start seeing where this thing's going. Some tracks put it into the southeast. Some tracks put it out to sea. Some bring it right through where I'm sitting right now. So I'm paying attention to it. I'll get the generator warmed up just in case. Just in case. So those are kind of the two things that are going on today. But we have just so much to do. So I want to talk about Donald Trump and what's going on with him right now. So we know he set a record. He raised $18 million in 24 hours after the debate. And he put his fundraising team really to work in overdrive. And they got this thing. See, when you look at a Democrat headquarters, they have a bunch of people sitting around a phone or a couple of phones or using their own cell phones calling their friends in their neighborhood looking for money. They do this, you know, we see these phone banks everywhere. Donald Trump says, you know what? We got to start raising some money here because there's so much misinformation out there, either from this debate or through of attack ads that Hillary Clinton is running, that he put together some of the best and brightest Wall Street and big-time money guys to call their friends. Got to call their friends. Those are the people with the money. Now, of the $18 million, they're saying about a third of that was a small donations from everyday people like me and you. The other two-thirds were from the big money types. But they organized this in teams. So he got his buddies together, and they had Team MAGA, Make America Great Again. They had the huge team, right? And they had Team Deplorable. These are three of the six teams they put together over the course of 24 hours to reach out to their friends and say, hey, listen, Donald has a shot here. Donald has a real shot. And I think they did this in part not just because he has to out-fundraise Hillary at this point, which may be a losing proposition, but she's typical Democrat. She'll spend good money after bad. I mean, she has outspent him 15-1 in some states. But I think some of it had to do with these rapid reaction polls that came in. Variety, Slate, NJ.com, Fox 5 San Diego, Fortune Magazine, Heavy.com, the Las Vegas Sun, the Cape Cod Times. Yes, the same Cape Cod that's in Massachusetts. Big wins for Donald. I mean, there were hundreds of rapid reaction polls that showed Donald won. The only poll that I saw that showed he lost was, I think there was a SurveyMonkey poll yesterday. That was a scientific rapid reaction poll. But scientifically, 75% of the respondents were Democrats. So throw it right in the garbage. And then CNN. CNN's poll, I think he lost there by a little bit. But everything else. And Democrats say, well, it's because the Republican voter, the Donald Trump supporter, is so juiced that they'll go on all these sites and they'll vote. Well, isn't that telling you something? Isn't it telling you something that the Donald Trump supporter is so juiced that they are willing to spend their night going to every single small little Gazette poll online and vote for Donald Trump? It says something to me. It says the models they're using in these polls are way off. Way off. ABC WAPO used a D plus 10. Plus 10. And Donald Trump was still only 2 points behind. We'll go over the Reuters poll a little bit later in today's show. They're back to a 2008 model. You know why? Because the 2012 model wasn't working out so hot. Even with the higher Democrat turnout, it wasn't working out so hot for Hillary. Trump had pulled ahead in that poll last week, so, oh, gotta change the model. Back to 08. Back to 08. Mainstream media, they will stop at nothing to protect this criminal. At nothing. They are so mad that we just don't get it. We don't get it. We don't understand. We're not smart enough. Don't you guys know that? That's what they think of you. That's what they think of you, and that's what Hillary Clinton thinks of you. When we come back, I want to talk with this Alicia Machado. Who's this piggy now talking? Also, we're going to talk about a school where you can get in trouble for saying the wrong name. Mispronouncing a name, you can get in trouble now. It's a microaggression. Guys, find your safe spaces. Find your safe spaces. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about all of it. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about $1 a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a 3-month supply of most of the top selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
All right, guys, welcome back. So during the break, I realized that my air conditioner is off. It's off. So I think automatically, oh, here's the technology trying to kill me again. We can't get printers to work around here. Now the AC is not working. I go over to look at it, and somebody put it on energy saving mode. I hate energy saving mode. I am not a liberal. I use as much energy as possible. If I'm uncomfortable, I put it on. I don't care if it's 55 degrees outside. I put it on. My comfort. This is what makes the human race, or Homo sapiens in general, this is what makes us at the top of the food chain. Because we don't go to an environment that we adapt to. We adapt the environment to us. That's what put us on top. And that is why I use the air conditioner whenever I want. Whenever I want. All right. So Donald Trump finishes this debate. Everybody thinks he won except for mainstream media. In their view, a big loser. Big loser. If you liked, you know, the rehearsed lines and the zingers that fall flat, Hillary was for you. You probably loved it. You probably loved it. And that red communist pantsuit she was wearing, you probably were all over it. I did see a video, and I don't want to get too far astray here, but on Tuesday, we did talk a little bit about some of these conspiracy theories, and I did see a video. It's on my Twitter feed. If you go down to yesterday or last night, where it looks like, and I'm not furthering this at all. Just look at the video and give me your thoughts. It looks like she's signaling Lester Holt with this eye scratch thing. Because whenever she goes to interject, she does a little eye scratch first and looks right at him. And then you can see when she gets just a little bit annoyed when he doesn't pay attention to her. Go and look at it. But anyway, if you're big with the rehearsed, you know, speeches and the deflection and then the zinger at the end, hey, you loved it. You thought she was outstanding. But if you want to solve real problems, Donald Trump was your guy. The problem is mainstream media, they don't have any problems. Everything's going great for them. They have access, they have power, they have money. Everything's going great. It's sunshine and rainbows for mainstream media. Now, Lester Holt was a little easy on Hillary. Everyone, I think, can agree on that. Even Bill O'Reilly, who's, you know, tries to buck the trend whenever he kind of can. He even said, listen, Lester did not do a good job. Didn't do a good job. And he would be about the most moderate person to make a comment on this. But just after this thing, just after the debate, he lands in Florida, 30,000 people. 30,000. There were 15,000 people waiting inside an airplane hangar for him, and there were like 12,000 people outside the fire marshal wouldn't let in. What did she do? She went to Raleigh and she spoke to 11 people in a bus station bathroom. Like, that's what she's doing. He's got 30,000 people there waving signs looking for change, looking for real hope. Somebody who can create jobs. Hillary Clinton has never created not one job. She's created five immunity deals. She's created immunity. She's good at that, even though she can't pass the bar exam. Good at that. But Donald Trump takes the opportunity to blast mainstream media, blast them. Now, I know in the worst way, the Trump camp wants to get all these reporters out of these rallies. But they can't. It's that time of year. They can't do it. You need all the exposure you can get. So what does the Hillary camp pull? In this debate, she goes, well, what about Alicia Machado? And Trump looked a little stumped. Alicia, who's this? Who is this? And then she goes, it's the beauty queen. You called Miss Piggy, whatever. And he went, oh, okay, that one. Well, listen, if you're going to be Miss Universe or Miss America or whatever you are, and there's a line in your contract that says you have to stay within a certain range of body size or weight, that's your job. It's your job to do that. If she failed to complete her job, so what? He was a little insensitive. Who cares? He's not taking care of my kids. He's trying to fix the country. I'm not going to leave my kids in the possession of our president and say, oh, he's a little insensitive. He'd be a terrible father. Like, no, he's the president. He fixes things in the country. I can deal with what my kids hear. So they run out this lady, and she is in front of every camera she could possibly be in front of, even the cameras that are on her when she's cheating on her fiance. Every camera. But her background, it may be just as checkered as a Clinton background. She drives the getaway car for an attempted murder and kidnapping. She threatens a judge, says she might kill the judge. And then she does a porn on Spanish TV while cheating on her boyfriend. She's a Clinton through and through, isn't she? She fits right in. Fits right into the Clinton camp. We'll talk a little bit more about her because she's a real winner. She's a real winner. Even Anderson Cooper put it to her a little bit. And good for him. But he's trying to get his cred up. Because everyone knows he's going to be Lester Holt Part 2 at the next debate on October 9th. Also, we'll talk about this stuff going on with the House and the immunity deals and what James Comey said that should leave you thinking, does the Fifth Amendment still apply in this country? We'll be back.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
All right, guys, welcome back. We're talking about Hillary's new spokeswoman, Alicia Machado, Miss Universe, Miss Peggy, whatever you want to call her. She wins the title, starts dipping into the Sarah Lees a little bit too much. She has to be put on a workout routine. She's all offended by it, and now she's going to campaign against Donald Trump. He's such a monster. The guy creates hundreds of thousands of jobs. What a monster this guy is. Well, this one, she's a piece of work, this one. She poses in Playboy. She's on this La Granja Spanish television reality show having sex with a TV host while she's engaged to baseball player Bobby Abreu, who I can tell you is a class act. He played for the Mets for a little while. She doesn't care. She says, she did it, and she's not sad about it. So, real moral stature on this one. And then, she has a boyfriend named Juan Rigetti. They drive to this guy's sister's funeral, and he shoots his brother-in-law. Shoots the brother-in-law. She drives the getaway car, not to mention he picks up his, like, 11-year-old or 11-month-old son, I guess. So kidnapping, attempted murder, she drives the getaway car, she then threatens the judge that's presiding over the case, saying she's gonna kill him. She gets called out on it on Anderson Cooper. He brings it up and she goes, "You know I have my past, of course. Everybody has a past. So we should discredit that, but you are the one criticizing Donald Trump's past." These are the people the Clintons are bringing out. Who's next? Hitler? Who else can you get out? I mean, they have nobody. There's no good surrogate for the Clintons. Donald Trump has been vetted for 30 years. And he got to this point. Hillary Clinton has been standing on stilts for 30 years. Always on someone else's shoulder. And now she got here. Because they cleared the way for her. I really believe these rapid reaction polls are indicative of what may happen in November. They had, what, David Plouffe, whatever his name is, Plouffe? He said he guarantees 100% Hillary Clinton wins. He said there's no way, not a chance. He was on Kelly File a couple nights ago. Why she runs out these big Clintonites, beyond me. Her show is unwatchable now, just FYI. And this guy, Larry Sabato, he's been wrong from the beginning. Typically, when someone's wrong all the time at what they do, they get fired. But that's just my opinion. This Plouffe guy says he'll never in a million years win Pennsylvania. It can't happen. Well, hey, newsflash, jerk. He's within 1 point. You know why? Because she said openly she would like to lay off all these coal miners and put the coal companies out of business. That's not something you say when you're looking to get someone's vote. They do everything wrong. Wrong. And I'm convinced that mainstream media and these polling companies are protecting her. Gotta be protecting her. You can't tell me that every single person, all of these rapid reaction polls with the same 10 people going and voting on 300 polls. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. There's a tremendous enthusiasm gap. But you know who goes out and votes? Those who are enthusiastic. They're terrified. They got Bill Clinton on a bus in northern Florida. Why would he be in northern Florida? That's going to go red hands down. Why isn't he down in Miami talking to the Cuban population that may offset some of these big liberals in southeast Florida? Cubans are very conservative. They're business owners. They're family people. Very conservative. Why isn't he on the I-4 corridor? They do everything wrong. Everything. They can't even get a spokesperson who hasn't done a porno yet. Like, what is wrong with these people? Donald Trump, he's still singing to 30,000 people a day. 30,000 a day. When he calls it a movement, he's right. I thought it was kind of that term. Oh, it's a movement. It's a movement. You know what? He's right. It is. It's a tremendous movement. People are sick of the status quo. They're sick of people like Hillary Clinton, like Bill Clinton, like Harry Reid, like Nancy Pelosi, like Mayor de Blasio, Rahm Emanuel. The list goes on and on and on. They don't care about the 4,000 people murdered in the last 8 years in Chicago. They don't care. They could care less. They care about making sure they come out and vote for them. And they say, Donald's a racist. He's a racist. No one has even explained to me why he's racist. I see it on Twitter all the time. Twitter, Facebook. Donald Trump's a racist. How? What did he say? Please tell me. What did he say? I'm listening. I'm all ears. Alicia Machado. Go back to wherever you're from. Venezuela's so great wherever you're from. Go back there. They just can't even get a surrogate right. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But we're supposed to believe she's winning. She won the debate. She's going to win in November. She's going to bring in 100,000 refugees, and they're all going to be fine. We're supposed to buy this garbage. And then even, you know, I had said a couple days ago that if she opens the door to the sexist, misogynist stuff, Donald Trump, he should walk right through it. Right through it. The ammunition he has on Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, both of them conspiring to shut women up who've accused Bill of being a sexual pervert, he should walk right through it now. I'd run out the list. Paula Jones, Juanita Broderick, Jennifer Flowers, Monica Lewinsky, anyone that's willing to come forward. Get like the 2,000 women to come forward the last week of the election. I could see that. I could see he's got Bo Dietl working on it. Bo Dietl out there trying to find all the different women with his private investigation firm. I don't know if that's happening. I don't know, but I could see that happening. And here's 1,000 women. 2,000 women. All who say they have been suppressed or threatened by Hillary Clinton. The Washington Post did an article today, and they said, you know what? They said if she's okay with it, if it doesn't bother her what Bill is like, then it really shouldn't bother you either. That's the nuts and bolts. It's a six-page article, but that's the nuts and bolts of it. Even her friends are like, hey, you know, maybe, you know, she endures it but doesn't condone it. This is what the article says. We're supposed to think that because she's okay with it, we should all be okay with this guy going around and doing whatever he can with whomever he can. She's in big trouble. She's in big trouble. All right. That's enough about Hillary for today. We'll talk about Hillary's aides. How about that? They all got immunity. Every single one of them all got immunity. And now we're finding out more information about these immunity deals. I want to talk about that in the next segment. And I want to go over two polls, LA Times and Reuters. You may like one of them. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Follow me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. You can email me, rhino at rwbnetwork.com, and you can find all the episodes, all of our episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, all over, or an aggregate of them. That's our word of the day on rhinoreport.com. RhinoReport.com. Got to say it twice. Ted Cruz, right? TedCruz.org. TedCruz.org. He said it all the time during the primaries. I guess that's where I picked it up. He's a much better marketer than I am. All right. So as it turns out, maybe FBI Director James Comey should get an apartment on Capitol Hill. This guy is there all the time. The House Oversight Committee, the Benghazi Committee. Now he's in the Judiciary Committee. And he just seems to now starting to answer less in the way of questions. He just seems to be deflecting and not really saying much and almost like a wink and a nod sometimes. I'm watching the questioning yesterday, and I forget who it was. I think it might have been Goodlatte. He said, all right, so before you gave Paul Combetta immunity, did you know that he went to Reddit and asked for instructions about how to delete a VIP, very VIP's, email in archived emails? And James Comey didn't really answer the question. He said, well, you know, we kind of knew something, but not whatever. So we gave him immunity anyway? Doesn't make any sense to me. And then we find out that he got a phone call from Cheryl Mills and Brian Pagliano a day after, or whatever it was, a couple days after these emails were supposed to be handed over or had a congressional subpoena on them. And all of a sudden, the next day, he's on Reddit trying to figure out how to delete these things. Sounds like intent to me. I mean, they said there was no intent. No one got in trouble. There was no intent. They're all too stupid to know. Yet, they're running the State Department. All intent. We're going, trying to figure out how to do it. People say there's no good way to do it. Everyone gets immunity. Now, here's the problem I have. I have a problem with they give Cheryl Mills immunity. Yet, she is going to be at the interview with the FBI at Hillary Clinton's home on July 4th. She was there. So you have a witness who gets immunity, who now gets to be at the interview of the target. If that makes any sense to anybody, please explain it to me. It makes no sense to me. And when asked about this, Comey said, well, it wasn't under judicial process. If there was a judge involved, the judge could have said, no, conflict of interest, that can't happen. A witness can't act as her attorney, especially if they're under immunity. A judge would have said that, and Comey said a judge would have said that. Now, I have a problem with the way the FBI is doing it. Now, first of all, the FBI has lost a lot of credibility, whether it be the investigations of these terrorists or it be Hillary Clinton, whatever it is. They have lost a ton of credibility, and I feel bad for the hardworking FBI agents that have to put up with this, who probably want to do a fair, independent job. It's all above them. I don't blame them at all, just so that's out there. But what it sounded like we needed to, beyond a reasonable doubt, know that she is guilty before we arrested her. Now, am I wrong here, or is that not how our process works? It sets a dangerous precedent when you need to know the absolute guilt of somebody before you arrest them and go through a process meant to figure out whether or not they are guilty or innocent. We have in this country what's called a presumption of innocence. Innocence. You are presumed innocent until proven guilty. That happens through due process, not before it. This is the big problem I have with it. If me or you go out and we steal a candy bar, maybe we did it, maybe we didn't. There's some video stuff there. Maybe we threw it away or deleted it. They come, they arrest you, and they say, here's the evidence against you. How do you plead? There's a process for all of this. When we have to know the absolute guilt of people before we arrest them, now we have presumed guilt when we go to trial. The whole system's breaking down. Here is somebody who gave you reasonable cause for their arrest. They had a private server. It was unsecured. It wasn't allowed. It goes against the Espionage Act. End of story. Now we arrest her, we put her through the process, and we find out information. We don't give everybody on the planet immunity so nobody gets in trouble. Does that make any sense? It's absolutely ridiculous how this has been handled. And whether it's the DOJ Comey said it's the DOJ that gave out the immunity. But you have representatives coming out saying, no, the DOJ just can't arbitrarily hand it out at a high-profile case. The FBI has to be involved in some way and agree that they don't have evidence or they have evidence or whatever. The DOJ just can't say, you get immunity, you get immunity, you get immunity. They just can't do that. There is a large amount of corruption at the very tippy top. Someone is being protected. Somebody. You guys figure out who. I don't think it's Hillary Clinton. I really don't. I don't think this administration really cares for Hillary Clinton, to be honest with you. They'll go out and they go to the rallies and Michelle Obama, no one cares what she says. And Barack Obama, he just likes being out in public. Legs being out and rolling up his sleeves, right? Rolls the sleeves up, gets out there, the whole get to work look. Yeah, get to work. Put on your knickers and go play golf. Nobody wants you here. This was a very, very extreme case of avoiding our due process in this country. Everybody should be offended by that. The Supreme Court should get involved somehow. This is absolutely unacceptable. From the FBI and from the DOJ, if someone's corrupt, they go to jail. Or at least they go to trial. They avoided trial by giving immunity to everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC's Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of the Rhino Report. We are going to run out of time. I want to talk about so much more stuff today. We'll have to get to it tomorrow. I firmly believe if Hillary Clinton loses this election, people are going to jail. And that's why they're trying so hard. You get a Chris Christie or Rudy Giuliani in there, they start digging around and finding some stuff, or a Trey Gowdy, people are going to jail. And Democrats don't do well in jail. No, not white Democrats. They do not do well in jail. So, what's his name? Shavit says, on the 23rd of July, Combetta gets a call from Cheryl Mills. All right? And then the 24th of July, Combetta's on Reddit trying to figure out how to delete stuff. Yeah, no intent here. None whatsoever. So, Shavitz says to Comey, there was communication from Cheryl Mills that there was a preservation order, correct? And Comey says, yes. Shavitz continues and says, and then he, Combetta, did indeed to use bleach bit on those records. And Comey says, sure. That's why the guy wouldn't talk with us without immunity. So the next time I commit a crime, I'll just ask for immunity. And I'll tell you all of it. How about that? So then he says, Shavitz says, so when he got immunity, what did you learn? And Comey says, we learned no one directed him to do that. What? Shavit says, do you really think he did it by himself? And Comey says, I never affirmatively believe anybody except for my wife. That's what we are dealing with now, people. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. These people are in big trouble if Trump wins. Big time trouble. All right, let's get to a couple of polls today. Let's do Reuters Ipsos, all right? They interviewed 25% more Democrats than Republicans, leaving us to a 2008 model. The 2012 wasn't good enough because Trump was winning that one last week. So we got to go back to 2008 now. 2012, he was winning. No one in the country, even with this sampling, is happy with the direction we're going in. All adults, Democrats, Republicans, independents especially, almost 80% are not happy with the direction we're going in. Terrorism, economy, and unemployment are the top three problems with this country. Obama has a net negative one approval in this poll, but a net negative 10 among independents. All right. That all boils down to a minus six likely voters, minus six Trump, so 44 to 38 Hillary Trump. But Trump is still plus nine with independents and has 80% of Republican support. She has 84% Democrat support. When you put in the law firm of Johnson and Stein, she loses 2 points, and Trump is only down four. So he's down four. Again, 80% of Republicans. She has 80% of Democrats, so she loses support when you throw in Johnson and Stein. Independents go Trump in the four-way by 7%. So, again, this is with 25% more Democrats than Republicans and a very small sampling of independents in this poll. Independents, only 216 independents out of 1,700 respondents. So we are very much in a 2008 model, and that's indicative here with her unfavorable-favorable, which is only negative net two. Net negative two, an unfavorable. Yeah, right. Right. Okay. LA Times poll, really quickly. Trump up by four today. He got the bounce we were looking for off the 44 line. He has new support there. And Hillary Clinton bounced down 43 line. So Trump is building support. We're looking here at 46. She has 42. He wins just about every income level. He wins the white vote. The black vote is really close. That's actually about 18% for Trump. So, and the most notable thing with this LA Times poll is 85% of those who voted in this poll for Trump say they will come out and vote in November. Only 80% will vote for Hillary, who voted for her. So that's the enthusiasm gap. Guys, hope you had a good time. A big shout out to all of those serving our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.